yearning for God. We want that, don't we? We want God to be in charge of the world, and God is. We often ask questions about God's presence. Why wouldn't God fix this? Where is God when I need strength most? We forget that God gave us the power and option to make choices for God's world. We are partners with the Holy in keeping creation and all of its creatures safe and healthy and whole. God is there, standing with us, a presence wrapped around us in the chaos of life, a place for anger and fear to be given to, so that we can be in our moment and be our best selves. This week has held a lot of changes in the world. We are in the middle of a global pandemic. Coronavirus, COVID-19, has begun to creep around the world, and our health professionals are doing their best to contain it. But they need the help of all people to make decisions that are best for others, not for themselves. We are asked to be sure that we are washing our hands, not touching our faces, staying a distance away from each other so that we can make it more difficult for the virus to spread. We are asked to give up some of our favourite activities. Who would have believed that hockey would be cancelled in Canada? To make it more difficult for the virus to spread. We know that this won't completely stop it, but it will if we do our part, make it more manageable, and give our health services an opportunity to do their work. And God is with us. God is reminding us, if we will listen, to make decisions for the benefit of others. Stay home, because you may make someone else sick. Avoid large crowds. Give up your usual activities so that we can all be safe. We know this. We hear God's voice through our mind, and yet again, this has become a common theme lately, we resist. We want to be normal when normal is no longer a viable option. Changing direction is hard for us. This week's scripture reading from John is the story of the woman at the well. It's not just about her. It's about a whole village and how God comes to them in unexpected ways. The story is set at noon. Most people in the village would have already gotten their water, or maybe would be planning on doing so in the evening when it was cooler. But this woman, most likely ostracized by many in her village because she had had multiple husbands, came to the well during the heat of the day to avoid the gossips and nastiness that would probably come her way. Isolating herself from the others, she continues her life, and God meets her there. In the ordinary daily task of gathering water, God meets her. Jesus asks her to share what she has with an unknown, with a man, Jewish at that, who she has never met. And it breaks all of the norms that society would set. Yet, in engaging this new opportunity, she finds God. In the sharing of her experience, she gains an acceptance with the people of the village. In the conversation that she and God, Jesus, engage in, she finds common ground with what used to be considered an enemy. God unites Jews and Samaritans in faith by saying, "Importance will not be placed on the time and place of worship, but on the truthful hearts of worshippers. God is spirit and is seeking followers whose worship is sourced in truth and deeply spiritual as well." In a life that God knows well, that is full of challenge and trouble, she yearns for connection. She yearns to rest her problems with God and to be part of the village. She yearns to be valued. in our reading from Exodus today, we can see how easy it is for a whole group of people to give in to fear and anger and to forget how strong they are together. In the story of the woman at the well, we can see how the voice and faith of one person can turn a whole village around. As we look at our world that is experiencing some turmoil, filled with fear and anger, how can we be the voice and faith that can turn this around? How can we stem the panic and remind people of the value of living for each other? How can we engage in a conversation with God that will energize a whole village to care for and include all of its people? It doesn't matter where we are, God is there. God isn't as concerned about whether we worship in a church building or not. What is more important to God is that we live with truth and integrity in the world. In this time of uncertainty and unrest, when we are asked to give up our normal for the sake of others, loving our neighbours in a very tangible way, look for God. God shows up in the most unexpected places, sitting on the edge of the village well, in the middle of a meeting, in conversations of friends and co-workers, leaders and followers. Look for God in the healthcare workers who are putting their health and that of their family at risk to care for us. Look for God in the leaders who are cancelling events that took months of planning because we need to be safe. Look for God in the voices that say we need to be careful, not fearful, in our current climate. Look for God to calm us down, to still our panic, to love us through this storm. Be God's voice that reminds folk we can weather this storm with care-filled actions, with compassionate words, with reminders that God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.